Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, September 30th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 8 cents, 677 and a half. December wheat up 25 and a quarter cents, 921 and a half. And November beans down 46 cents at 1364 and three quarters. Well, the reports came out. We were strong as the reports came out. And then we found that the corn stocks number was 1377. That was 120 million under what they were looking for. The bean stocks were 274. That was 27 million above what they were looking for. And the wheat came in at 1.776 billion. That was 19 million below the average guess. In addition to that, the wheat production number came in at 1.65 billion bushels. That was 124 below the average guess. 88 of it was winter wheat and 42 spring wheat. So it was a pretty friendly report. Now, the wheat got up to 945, closed at 921 and a half. So that's 24 cents off the highs. The corn got up to 696 and a quarter. And then we broke down to 677, so that's a 19-cent break off the highs. And the beans broke about 60 cents off of its highs. So we didn't close nearly as good as we could have out here. The beans were going to be the drag because it was the higher number out here. But as we talked about this morning, I thought that the pros would be looking to sell higher prices, particularly if the outside markets were lower, with some pre-hedging going on out here. And I think that's pretty much what we saw. Now, the wheat numbers are friendly, but, you know, who's going to buy it? Who's going to buy it up here with the dollar at 112 points? I mean, I just don't see where the buying is going to come from. We keep seeing these lousy export numbers. We don't see any real new sales out here. So, you know, it's been a nice run in this wheat up here, but one I think needs to be looked at pretty closely come Monday or Tuesday. The corn, like I said, couldn't hold the gains as the beans broke. We've got the Dow Jones now down 272. It did make a new contract low on the Dow Jones here this morning. And the crude oil is now down $1.70 a barrel. It's 40 off the lows. It's been down over $2 a barrel. But I think what happened was we had the report. People wanted to sell higher numbers coming into harvest. And I think, you know, they sold it. The Dow fell off. The crude fell off. And that's what sunk us out here today. So, again, I don't see anything particularly friendly. The only thing that could be friendly, I guess, is we tend to make our contract lows the first Monday of the month. So maybe the Dow Jones will make its low on Monday morning, and then hopefully we can see a bounce. If we start taking out the low in the Dow Jones for whatever we make today, if we take it out Tuesday, Wednesday next week, then I would expect to see the Dow continue to sink. And that's just a sign of the potential recession out there. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.